Hunter Biden art show attendee, Secret Service agents were in every corner. By Wendell Hasebo on October 6, 2021. Los Angeles-based writer Hannah Buia attended Hunter Biden's art extravaganza last Friday and told the Daily Mail the president's son had Secret Service in every corner of the room. "You can tell because they all had wires in their ears. They were all wearing khaki trousers, but very discreet around the edges of the room," said Buia, who attended the nearly 200-person event because she wanted to see what the son of the president's crowd would be, what that would be like. "Most people looked like they were conservatively wealthy and would look to be buying the work. I think that's who was invited and who came," she explained. "It was a very conservative crowd, everyone dressed well but nothing crazy, definitely not a fashion party. I can't tell who was a Democrat or Republican. You could just see there was power there." Buia noted that she overheard a positive comment from an invitee, which indicated the work was well received due to its diversity. "The most interesting comment I overheard really was people surprised that the work was good. Like, this is actually quite good, or I think this is quite good," she said. "They were surprised there was a diversity to the work. Everything was large scale," Buia said of the work. "If you want to sell pieces for a lot of money, you must make them rather large for people's large houses." Buia also described the artwork as an unknown combination of random types of creativity. "It was kind of a mix between expressionistic art and a bit of decor that could match the couch," she said. "It was bright, colorful, and something that you could put in your house without much trouble." At the event, Buia additionally said she saw Hunter, who is a recovering cocaine addict and business partner with a Chinese-linked entity. "Hunter seemed like a very nice and personable chap," she said of the president's son. "He was introduced to hundreds of people throughout the evening by his wife and others. He seemed to be really nice and friendly with everyone." Among the list of those in attendance at the invite-only art show was Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, artist Shepard Fairey, maker of the Barack Obama hope poster, musician and animal rights activist Moby, Sugar Ray Leonard, British performance artist Millie Brown, and Gary Baseman, according to the Daily Mail. The Los Angeles art exhibit was hosted by art dealer Georges Burgess to promote Hunter's paintings that the dealer believes will sell for $500,000 to anonymous investors. The art exhibit is one of two reportedly scheduled. The second is reportedly being held in New York City at an unknown time, like the Los Angeles show. The dates of the shows have not been divulged due to the sensitive nature of the president's son personally showcasing his art to prospective in-person buyers at the art events. Breitbart News senior contributor and Profiles in Corruption author Peter Schweitzer stated Hunter's entire business scheme is utterly absurd. "The only way to address these issues is with greater transparency, not less," he told Breitbart News. "Their proposed solution is greater secrecy, not transparency. And they are essentially saying, trust us. Joe and Hunter Biden's track record on such matters gives us no reason to trust them." It should be noted that art dealer Burgess has also marketed his strong ties to communist China, which may be worrisome given Hunter's former work history with the Biden family's business schemes. Breitbart News reported on those ventures. Hunter's past work as his father served as vice president, striking deals with Chinese officials and raking in tens of thousands of dollars per month serving on the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian oligarch-owned oil and gas company, despite having no experience in the energy sector. His father would later brag about threatening to withhold aid from Ukraine unless officials fired the prosecutor conducting a corruption investigation into Burisma. Notwithstanding the chance of illegal wrongdoing, Hunter has defended his new career from critics and watchdogs alike. "Fuck 'em. Look, man," Hunter Biden said on the Nota Bene podcast in July. "I never said my art was going to cost what it was going to cost, or how much it would be priced at. I would be amazed, you know, if my art was sold, for you know, for $10. I'm the most famous artist in MAGA world, at least," Hunter facetiously said before suggesting President Joe Biden believes everything Hunter does should be in National Gallery of Art. The White House also has defended Hunter's ability to make $500,000 by selling art to anonymous buyers. "I can tell you that after careful consideration, a system has been established that allows for Hunter Biden to work in his profession within reasonable safeguards," White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki stated. He has the right to pursue an artistic career just like any child of the president has the right to pursue a career. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.